It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
On the sunny morning of May 15th, 1954, there was a special celebration in Renton.
Certainly, this occasion is made more meaningful by having with us today the founder of our company.
That's the voice of William Allen, president back then of the Boeing Company. The founder there with him is W.E. Bill Boeing. The occasion was the debut of a new and revolutionary aircraft called the Dash 80. It's hard to overstate the significance of the Dash 80. It was a prototype, so no passenger ever flew on it. But the passenger version, the Boeing 707, put the company into the jetliner business that it still dominates today.
The new airplane, a prototype jet transport, has been built and wholly financed by Boeing for use as a demonstrator to show the airlines what such an airplane can do on commercial air routes.
But the Dash 80 was also a prototype for something else besides a jetliner. 1954 was the height of the Cold War, and jet-powered bombers, including the Boeing B-52, needed a way to refuel in mid-air. Before long-range missiles were perfected, American bombers were airborne around the clock as a deterrent and to be ready to strike the Soviet Union should war break out. So the Dash 80 was also designed to be a prototype for a refueling tanker.
We are hopeful that this airplane will contribute to the security of the nation in its military application. At the same time, we are humble, for our work has really just begun. We still must sell the airplane.
And Boeing did sell the airplane, for military and civilian use. Within a few months of the Dash 80 rollout, the Air Force ordered the first of what were ultimately hundreds of KC-135 tankers. And within a few years, the first of more than 1,000 707s were changing the nature of air travel.
This is it. The first American commercial jet capable of economical transatlantic service. The Boeing 707 Jet Clipper. Transoceanic flights now become short hops. 6.5 magic hours to Europe.
But all that magic was in the future. On that May morning, there was still the matter of christening the Dash 80. Bill Boeing was there, but his health was failing, and he never actually spoke at the ceremony. He'd had no formal role with the company for more than a decade. He had moved on in the 1930s, some say in bitterness, when government antitrust regulators forced the sale of Boeing's engine manufacturing interests, as well as what became United Airlines. But Bill Boeing's wife, Bertha, who'd christened one of the company's first planes back in the 1920s, was standing by.
It is my privilege now to escort Mrs. Boeing to the stand at the nose of the airplane, where she will christen the airplane.
I christen thee the airplane of tomorrow, the Boeing Jet Stratotanker Stratoliner.
Bill Boeing would never live to see his namesake company's success in the jetliner era. He died of a heart attack aboard his yacht just 2 years after the Dash 80's christening. And the afternoon Seattle Times on May 15, 1954, made no mention of the debut of the jet, though the front page did have an ad for air travel. From Seattle to San Francisco, aboard a propeller-driven DC-6. I'm Felix Bunnell for This Not Just In.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly, why don't know why can't I? Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly, why don't know why can't I? Boing, 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 boing.